Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Check in on the Mets and Yankee lineups as they get set to play baseball tonight. Plus, we go back into the archives for another edition of WFAN Flashback. But first, it is a Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. You might notice today, maybe you don't, I'm less grumpy than usual. I seem to be happy.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on is right now we're experiencing one of my favorite parts of the year. So I'm here to give you the top five reasons heat waves are the best.
Oh, really? Oh,
here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
This goes for pool owners like myself. Your pool temperature heats up and will stay warm for a bath for a while now.
That's true.
How warm does it get?
My water this morning was 92 degrees.
Really? What?
Without heater?
Yeah, I have no trees, no shade back
there. Oh, wow.
So the sun just baked it for a couple
days. That's a borderline hot tub.
Can't wait to feel it tonight.
Can't wait. 8 degrees of a hot tub.
I love it. Mm. All right, here we go.
Number four.
If you are too hot, you could always stay inside with the AC. And before you argue back, winter people love telling you, just put all your layers on. Take all your clothes off and sit in the air conditioning. You'll be just fine.
Yeah, but it doesn't respond to the point you just made against yourself. You can do the same thing in the winter when it's really cold.
No. I would rather have less clothes on sitting in the AC than have 15 turtlenecks on with the heat cranking.
So if it's warm outside or hot outside like it is today, you go inside, you pump up the AC, you take your clothes off. In the winter, you put a fire up. Ugh. You get toasty. Ugh.
There's
more
fires?
Yeah, no, there's more relief for the summer than there is the winter.
Yeah, disagree.
Here we go.
Number three.
This goes for people like me, although the SNY cameras are not treating me well right now. Very easy to lose weight. You're constantly sweating if you're outside. It adds burn to, you know, anything. Any step to the mailbox is now exercise.
That's a positive. I'll give you that.
Walk the dog.
Yeah, that's it. All right, here we go.
Number two.
This one really hit me in the 10 minutes I saw outside of Manhattan today. We are in judgment-free zone with clothing. I mean, we absolutely are. Piece of private part shows out in public, nobody judges you. It's hot. You know, if you see a testicle, it's there. It's fine because it's a heat wave. Judgment free.
Oh, that's funny.
Here we go.
Number one.
The Jersey Shore, Long Island, Connecticut. This is why you pay your high taxes. You make use of the area beaches. It's why it costs so much to live here. You're close to the city, but you get the coolness of the beaches. You use them. That's why heat waves are the best.
I give you that last one. That is pretty cool. What's the ocean temperature like right now? It's still pretty cold, right?
Don't know. I'm moseying my first ocean wave in on Saturday.
I just remember I don't go to the beach that often. Like, the only time I go to the beach is when I go down to North Carolina in August. But I grew up on Long Island. I grew up close to the beach. 9th Street is where I used to go out in Queens. And I remember, like, June and July, the ocean was cold.
No, not July. July, it's where
really?
It turns. Early June, yeah. This is where you make the turn.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sean.
Enjoy the heat wave, everybody. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, there's nothing wonderful about this.
Ocean water temperature in New York City is around 69 to 74 degrees.
That is cold.
Depending on specific location.
That is cold, bro.
That is chilly.
Now, that may feel good on a hot day like this. I'll give you that.
Yes.
It's 100 degrees outside. You run into the ocean, it'll feel good. But that is a cold temperature.
Yeah. Manhattan Beach, 64. Rockaway, 64.
So Rockaway, that's where I was at. 64? Yep. That's what I'm saying.
Jones Beach, 65. Ocean Beach, 57.
Damn. Wow. You can't tell me in 3 weeks that thing's going to be warm. There's no way. I don't think it gets warm till August.
No, but the way your skin temperature gets, it feels warmer than that. The ocean. Right, ocean always plays hotter.
I got you. All right, let's ask Sal Licata. It's a different tone when the Mets are a game and a half back. Now when we ask him every day, is the NL East over, you're almost thinking he's going to say, yeah, we're done. Like, when they're ahead, it's, is the NL East over? The Mets haven't won. Mm-hmm. Now it's, when are you ready to give up? So our daily question to Sal Licata, hey, Sal, is the NL East over?
Yeah. Hey, Sal, we're a game and a half out. Is the NL East over?
Dude, I'm not. Come on. You got to stop.
Yeah, very lukewarm. You got to stop.
Oh, he
Sal.
Hates you because they've lost 9 out of 10.
Oh, they hate me. It's not my fault
well,
they're losing.
He hates you because you're asking the question.
Get out! There's going to come a day, and I hope this day doesn't come, where he's going to answer to the affirmative. Now, what I'm fearing is that it's going to be, yeah,
somebody,
the NL East
somebody
is over.
Else.
Yeah.
No biggie.
Yeah. Philly's won the division. It's over. But we are certainly not there quite yet. But again, it's an important game for the Mets. They've lost 9 out of 10. You mentioned it earlier. I don't think it's a mental block, but they are 0-4 against the Atlanta Braves. Mm-hmm. They are facing another pitching matchup that feels like a complete mismatch with Frankie Montas coming off of the injured list
right.
versus Spencer Strider, who's starting to kind of get his stride back, coming back from Tommy John surgery.
Which makes sense.
Pitched well against the Mets last week. So it's another one of those nights where you're like, God, they need a victory, but I don't know if they're going to get it.
No. I mean, and the Braves are one of those teams that started so poorly. But you can understand why, because of the injuries. Strider was one, Acuna was the other. And now these guys, key pieces, are starting to hit their stride.
I mean, look at Acuna.
Exactly. Hits a home run every Met game, it feels
like. Yeah. He's hitting over 400. He's really locked in.
Right.
I give you a factoid about the Braves that's incredibly frustrating but accurate. They've played 8 games in the last 8 days. They have played 8 games. 4 of them are against the Mets. They're 4-0 against the Mets. The other 4 games were against the Marlins and the Rockies, where their record in those 4 games is 1-3. So in their last 8 games, they're 4-0 against the Mets, and they're 1-3 against 2 of the most garbage teams in all of Major League Baseball, the Colorado Rockies and the Miami Marlins. So if you just watch the Braves when they play the Mets, you must be thinking to yourself, how are they under 500?
Right.
Meanwhile, during this same stretch where they're playing well, they've lost 3 out of 4 games in that little time span.
So it's just
against
you.
Miami and Colorado.
So it's just the Mets.
So far this season, it's just the Mets, yeah. Yeah. Tough to explain it.
Right.
It really is. No, I think the Braves are a really talented team, and I think there's still a really good chance.
It's a rivalry.
What was that?
It's a rivalry to them.
Oh, yeah. No, it should be a rivalry to the Mets, too. I mean, they're a division rival.
But the Mets don't play like it is, whereas the Braves do.
Well, they play crappily. If you want to say it's because they don't look at them as a rival, I can't answer it other than they played crappy against the Braves. I mean, they played crappy against the Braves last year.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, they won the miracle game 161. But I still look at the Braves as a real threat to make the postseason. And I've thought that all year long, mainly because they're a very talented team. So even when they lose 2 out of 3 to the Marlins or they lose a game to the Rockies, I still look at the talent, I still look at the calendar, I still look at their history, and I say they will find a way to make a late push and make the postseason. I still believe they will, believe it or not. I don't care how many games back they are. And that's not about the Mets, that's about the National League. Like, they're going to be 6 teams to make the postseason, right? They're going to be 3 wildcard teams. And right now, if I ask you, all right, who are the 3 wildcard teams? Well, one of Mets or Phillies, some may think.
Right.
And then who else? San Francisco, do we believe in them? San Diego, Cincinnati, who took care of the Yankees last night, Milwaukee, Atlanta. Those are just some of those teams right. that will be mentioned in this conversation. And if I had to put money on it, yeah, I do think the Braves are going to find a way to make the playoffs, though they're going to have to also find a way to beat the Marlins.
There's just a lot of teams that are starting to bunch together around this 40-win mark, 42-win mark.
Yeah, and what does last year teach you about the Mets? Don't bury a team.
No.
There's a lot of time to get back into a race.
Right. The only team, there's 3 in the NL. Colorado,
Rockies, Pirates, and Marlins.
Right. Other than that, Washington too, probably.
And they recently just had a 10-game losing streak, which is a part of why they got themselves buried. And that's why
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I said yesterday, if I'm a Met fan, I'm rooting for the Yankees because the Cincinnati Reds are a part of that mix. Right. They're a part of that little smorgasbord of teams. Plus, they've got a lot of players that if they ever fell out of it, they could potentially trade. Yankees tonight, they always have to make a decision on who to sit. Mm-hmm. And tonight, there will be no Jason Dominguez. I know that's something, Sean, you don't love. Are you pissed off that Jason Dominguez is sitting tonight?
Look, I'm not pissed off because Grisham now has hit again. But it's just one of those things that sucks when he doesn't play. Because I feel like, even yesterday he had a nice night. It just feels like when he plays a couple nights in a row, you get him going.
Someone's got to sit. That's exactly the problem. Right. That's the issue. Chase Burns is starting for the Reds tonight. He's making his major league debut, and he's one of their top pitching prospects. So who knows what to expect.
This is going
to
be a bad night for the
Yankees. They better destroy him.
Well, hold on. Sean just said this is going to be a bad night.
It's not going to be a bad night.
And you just said they better destroy him.
They better destroy him.
Why? He's a top prospect.
Carlos Rodon is on the mound for the Yankees. I don't care if he's a top prospect.
You get mad at me for
the Yankees are the best, one of the best teams in the American League. They should destroy him. Give him his welcome to the MLB moment.
All right. I mean, there's a possibility.
22 years old. I mean, come on.
There's a possibility 5 years from now we're going to be talking about the Mets and the Yankees trading for the great Chase Burns. So don't kill him too much. He's just making his major league debut. He's just very young.
Okay.
Are you predicting the Yankees are going to bomb him?
I am.
Give me his specifics. He's going to give up 5-6 runs?
He's going to give up 4 runs in 3 2/3 innings.
Wow.
And get pulled.
Wow. Okay.
The Yankees are going to get in the bullpen early, and they're going to run away with this one.
Now, based on what Sean said, what are you going, 6 scoreless from Chase?
Yeah, something like that. I think he might even pitch this.
Why do you even think that?
Okay.
Because you're just trying to channel the negative so you feel good when it doesn't happen?
No. So this is convoluted. Again, I'm going to go to a convoluted. They have struggled with runners in scoring position, as we know. They are in a bit of a slump. I don't like the idea of going up a guy with this high-end of stuff that has been working his way up and zero tape of which for the Yankees to work on in this spot. And I think he's going to be jacked up to face the Yankees in his first start. It just has all the makings and all the recipe of a very lackluster Yankee offense tonight.
This is really incredible, though. He was taken number 2 overall in last year's draft, and this year he has jumped from single A, double A, and triple A.
Right, he's been on 3 teams in a month.
And here he is making his major league debut. He was drafted less than a year ago, and he's had this kind of rise to make his major league debut against the Yankees.
Is it a rise, or is it we need starting pitching?
Well, I think it's a combination of both, because they do have some starting pitching injuries. Yes. Hunter Green's banged up.
Right.
But I also think when you look at what he's done in the minor leagues, I mean, he was pitching great. 13 combined starts at those three levels, 1.77 ERA, 89 strikeouts in 66 innings. He's a stud.
And he broke the rookie signing record with Skeens. He got paid more than Skeens at the jump, and he was born in Italy.
How about that? I didn't know that about him.
Yeah.
Well, this will be interesting. So, Yankee fans, think about this game this way, okay? We'll see if you hit him or not. I have no idea. But there's a really good chance 4.5 years from now we're talking about trading for him. That is very much on the table, that we will be sitting here breaking down what prospects Brian Cashman should trade for Chase Burns, because that Max Fried contract's gone bad and they need some arms. Why can't we get Chase Burns? So this is your first chance to take a look at him, which is very exciting. Let's go to John in Massbeth. What's up, John?
Hey, saw Sean Manaea's in the, not the IL, but, you know, he's having a little elbow pain. I wonder if anybody did a jinx on the Mets lately.
But, John, you're something else. You're going to take credit now for a setback that Sean Manaea had that may only cost him a couple of days? Is that where we're at, John?
It's not going to cost him a couple of days. If you just Google MLB pitcher and elbow loose bodies, you'll see pitchers like Shane Baz and Seth Lugo and Blake Snell and Nathan Eovaldi.
You're a sick man.
All had those.
You know what? You know what?
Loose bodies, we all got surgery.
You know why you're sick, John? I still like you, by the way, but I think you're a sick man. So he gets this update that we got about an hour ago, and Sean Manaea's got some loose bodies, whatever. And John immediately goes to Google and starts Googling loose bodies so he can cite examples of guys where it's gone terribly wrong. Now, we heard from Mendy earlier. He said it's a minor setback. David Stearns met the media. Sean Manaea just met the media, too. Let's hear from Sean Manaea in his own words what the hell is going on in terms of his status right now.
So when did this happen? During your last start?
Yeah. I would say pretty late in the game. Obviously didn't sound like it. I just felt a little sore after the game and just kind of didn't really recover after that.
So as the start was going on, you didn't really think it was that unusual?
No. Yeah. It was just normal soreness. But next night it was kind of... Or next day wasn't as good.
That's it?
That was it. Now, David Stearns also said earlier today that they only expect him. Now, this is what David Stearns is saying. We'll see if it's reality. They're expecting him to just be bounced back by a couple of days and should make his next rehab start next week and then return right after that.
So why would David Stearns say that if it was potentially not true?
I never said I don't think it's true. Why, you think he's lying?
No, I just think he's positioning because come trade deadline, if they need an arm, because Frankie Montas stinks after his poor rehab starts, even though we kind of deducted that that's likely just because he looked at it as spring training and Sean Manaea is not available, then they're in a desperation mode.
Oh, so you think that David Stearns...
I think he's playing chess right
now. Let's hear from David Stearns. This is what David Stearns said earlier today about Sean Manaea and how much time he may miss.
Now that Mendoza just mentioned the news about Sean Manaea, what, in your mind, is a realistic expectation for him moving forward here?
Yeah, I don't think it slows us down too much. I think the goal right now is he's probably pitching in a rehab game a week from today, next Tuesday, next Wednesday. And if he's able to do that and that goes well, that would be the last one probably. And then we get him back. So this sets us back a couple days, but at least right now we don't anticipate this necessarily resetting anything.
Here's why your theory doesn't work. Quiet. We're going to know the answer well before the trade deadline. Like, if he doesn't make the start next week, then the antennas are going to go up and say, uh-oh, they were wrong, I think this is more serious.
I think that's wishful talking.
What do you mean?
I think that was wishful talking.
You think the Mets are just wishing things now?
There wasn't certainty in that.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a little wobble in the middle when he said something, and then he asked a question, a couple days. Like, he's making a question mark, not a statement. He'll be back in a couple days. He'll be back in a couple days? Like, he was questioning it as he was saying it, even though he was trying to make a statement, he was actually asking a question.
So when will Sean Manaea make his next major league start, Tiki Barber? Since you're skeptical of what David Stearns just told you and Carlos Mendoza.
Mid-July.
Well, that's a little bit later than that. Because if what David Stearns says is true, which is he makes his next rehab start in a week, which is essentially July 1st, he would then make his next start on, let's say, July 7th. Basically the final road trip before the All-Star break.
Right.
So if what he is saying turns out to be true, we would see Manaea in the first half of the season, probably after the Yankee series.
Right.
Probably in the series against Baltimore or Kansas City. And you're saying it's going to be later.
Depending how it goes, it might be after the All-Star break.
Yeah. Well, if it's after that, then there was a setback. Right?
There is one more Manaea clip. I don't know if you want to hear, but it's more about if it's going to be a pain tolerance issue.
Now let's hear from Sean Manaea.
Okay.
I mean, I know you just got the shot. They told us, did you think there's going to be some pain tolerance situations as the season goes on, or is that, should that shot basically take care of you having to feel that?
I mean, I think that's a hope. I don't know for sure. You know, I've kind of heard some different views on it. So, you know, just hoping for the best.
I'll tell you one thing I'm not confident about. I hate to say this about him. Not that he won't pitch in a rehab game next week and then come back a week later, because I take them at their word. If that's what they think is going to happen, fine. Sean Manaea's career has been littered with mediocre years, and then he broke through last year at age 32. I don't have that much confidence he's just going to come back and pitch great.
Right.
Like, he's because had injuries.
There's not a long track record of being a great pitcher.
Right, and also, he is not healthy. He's not fully healthy.
Right.
Like, even David Stearns was asked, I don't have this clip right here, but he was asked, hey, is he going to need surgery at the end of the year for this loose body? And David Stearns said, maybe, we don't know. So this may be something that needs to be fixed at the end of the year. So I guess even if Sean comes back in a week and a half or 2 weeks, my confidence that he's just going to pick up where he left off, I don't have that confidence. A year before that with San Francisco, he pitched to a 4.5 ERA. The year before that with San Diego, he pitched to a 5 ERA. So I think I'm more worried about, all right, Sean may be back in a week and a half, but what is he?
Right.
More so than, is he going to be back?
So
there you go. Let's go to Diego in East Meadow. What's up, Diego?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
All's good.
What's up?
Evan Aloysius Roberts, this is an intervention. Today, it's a lunch tray. Tomorrow, you're going to be wearing a diaper so you don't miss out on scoring the seventh inning of the game.
I'm a loser.
It's not a bad idea.
I know you were thinking it, but let me tell you something. It causes trauma because years ago, we were about the same age when I was a kid. My mom wanted to take me to a movie, and then she popped open a can of Coke in the middle of the show. I never recovered from it, this is what you're doing to everyone around you.
Nice one, Diego.
I kind of understand what your mom was doing now.
She could have waited for an action scene or something, like car crashings, and oh, yes, time it just right. She probably waited till there was like a pregnant pause.
Yeah. It's funny. When I go to movies, and we all sneak food in. That's a common thing. I know you're not supposed to, but we all do it, right? Sean, you sneak food in.
I'm big on burritos in the movie,
Wow, sneaking burritos in. I am very careful to be quiet with whatever I'm doing to eat said food. So that's not even caring about what other people think. It's more caring about the respect of noise not being made.
Well, what do you mean? What, you're not bringing out sizzling fajitas. Everybody's chewing and crunching.
Nah, but when you like open up a bag and it's like I don't want to make that much noise. Unless, like
the bag
said,
of chips.
Right.
Okay.
Unless Tiki's right, it's an action scene, and then you can make as much noise as you want. People don't even notice.
The problem with movie theaters is that is an unforceable role, because it's all like teenagers that are proctoring you.
You know what the most unforceable rule is, more so than even movie theaters? Because you're right, it's teenagers. They're not going to like check your bags. The most unforceable movie rule that always drove me nuts was when you go to a drive-in movie and they say you can't bring in your own food. And I'm like,
are you going to check my car?
How are you going to enforce that?
I got a cooler in the back.
Right. What are they going to do? They're going to like you're crossing the border? They're going to get you out and check everything in your car? Because I remember me and my wife went on a date in Warwick, New York. Yes, Warwick, New York.
I haven't seen one in years.
No, I know. Yeah. It's like you got to go on a search to find one. And I found one years ago in Warwick. That's the one I know of. I think there's another one near FDR's Presidential Library.
I went to one near Buffalo a couple years ago.
But that's like a different world.
I'm just saying that's how rare they are.
No, I agree. It's rare. Are there any on Long Island?
No, but this is why. Because we all sneak food and they can't make any money.
Yeah, we put them out of business. But there is one in Warwick, which is great. And one of the dates I went on with my wife, I remember, I was like, hey, let's pick up some food. She's like, are you allowed to do that? And I'm like, what are we going to do? Are we going to really adhere to these kinds of rules?
The Warwick Drive-In Theater.
Yeah, it's great. Great, great theater.
There's also one in Marlton, New Jersey.
I'm not familiar with that one.
I don't know where that is at all. And there's one in Delcia Drive-In Theater in Vinland, New Jersey.
I never heard of that either.
Me either.
Are you going to drive over there?
I don't know. I have to check and see how far away it is.
Drive-ins are really cool. It's an old school kind of special thing that I miss. I love drive-ins. The only negative to the drive-in, and this is just because we've got kids, so I think with Tommy, this is no problem for you. You're a late owl.
Yeah.
You got to wait until about 9 o'clock to see the movie because you need it to be really dark. And so with kids that get crazy, we've really been scared off bringing our kids to a drive-in because it's just so freaking late. Starts at 9, it's over by 10:30, they're going to be crazy. But on a date night, with your wife or girlfriend? Dude, it's fantastic.
Speaking of date nights, you know what else they can't enforce at a drive-in?
Fuck to it!
Well, you are something else.
It's my car.
You're very special over there.
Come on, big fella. I mean, you go on. That's. Have you ever seen Grease? Ever seen any movie? I mean, that's.
I'd like to counter this. Hopefully, you'll get another drop ready.
Okay.
Some listen to Tommy Lugauer. They listen to his Lugauer. They listen to him put drops that are inappropriate like that, and they question, why is he here? Why would WFAN employ someone like Tommy Lugauer? And there's an answer to that. Come on, man.
All right, set that one up one more time. I thought you were cueing me for another one.
No!
I'll tell you off air what I thought you were.
I'm cueing you for the one that's the hit of today.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Why does Tommy Lugauer still work here?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Why did they decide to let him play any kind of drop he wants?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
How about pairing Sean and Lugi up on a Sunday?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
That actually went well.
That was good.
How to Train Your Dragon is playing in Warwick tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes. That to your point, though, 8:50.
That's the issue. Because
8:50, and then there's another one afterwards at 10:55.
So they do, that's the other thing, I'm glad you brought this up. They do the double features.
Yeah.
So when you go to a drive-in, especially in Warwick, you get two for the price of one. And they'll usually give you more of the kid-friendly movie at 9 o'clock at night, and then the second, but think about it.
Well, Lilo and Stitch is at 10:30.
What?
Yeah, the live-action one. That's so late.
At 10:30?
Final Destination.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't see that late at 10:30. That would scare me the whole ride home.
10:45.
That's a late one.
This is all in Warwick, by the way.
No, that's my go-to. When I go to a drive-in, which I haven't gone to in over a year, but the reason why is the kids. Like, I just don't think the kids can handle it. But it is still awesome. We need to pop in more drive-ins. Mm. There needs to be one on Long Island, Sean.
I know. There's a Kohl's standing where the one I used to go to was.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They canceled it for a Kohl's. We'll get back to your calls, plus a WFAN flashback about what you're allowed to wear at sporting events. I do have an issue with voting that I'd like to address. It's going to make no sense, but I think it makes a lot of sense. Today is primary day in New York City. Very important election, a mayoral election. And I've always had this belief. I lived in New York City for many years. I lived in Queens. I voted in all the mayoral elections. I voted in the primaries. I was a big a voter back in the day when I lived in Queens. And yes, Queens is a part of New York City. It's one of the five boroughs. You vote for mayor. I since then moved to Westchester, so I can vote in the town I live in's mayoral race, but I can no longer vote in the race for New York City mayor, and I think that's a disgrace.
Why? You don't live there anymore.
It's a great point, Tiki. I don't live there anymore, and you don't live in New York City either, but guess what Tiki and I do every single day?
Oh, I like where this is going.
We work in New York City.
We work here.
We drive into New York City.
We drive here. Sean trains here. We should vote in the mayoral elections. Mm-hmm. If you work in New York City, and here are my rules, and you come into this city 5 days a week, the way a lot of us do, even though we live in New Jersey or Long Island or Westchester, I believe the future of the city is important for us. Mm-hmm. As people that support the city as much as anybody else, I believe we deserve the right to vote. No representation, no taxation without representation. That's what they say in Washington, D.C. That's what we said to the British many years ago. And that's what I say today. We should be allowed to vote in the mayoral election as people that contribute to this city by commuting every day. Tell me where I'm wrong.
I mean, considering the taxation is the congestion tax that we get, why not?
Why not? Mm-hmm.
This is Evan's greatest idea.
It's not a horrible one, that's for sure.
Thank you.
And it works the other way, by the way. If you happen to live in the five boroughs, but you work in Evan's area of Westchester, you should be allowed to vote in his election. It affects your day-to-day life.
I do, and I obviously the city is far different because so many people commute here every single day. Not many people are commuting to my little town.
I was just putting that caveat because it's true.
But I do agree. Like, when you contribute so much to an economy, and you're also a big part of that city, and a lot of the decisions that our next mayor makes impacts us. And I don't just mean me and Tiki and Sean and Tommy, though Tommy really lives in the city. I mean all of us, all of you hard workers that commute into this city. You should have a voice. And I'm sick and tired of not having a voice. I'm
trying to think how many of my waking hours are here.
More than they are in Jersey.
Maybe.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Not counting the weekend. obviously. Because the weekend skews it.
Well, guess what? People who live in the city leave the city on the weekend, too.
That's true.
Your day-to-day life is impacted by the city. Now, something else was just brought to my attention. Tommy wanted to correct you. Evan, I'll let you have this one. Tommy's words to me, I don't live in the city. What's Evan talking about?
He does. He lives in Queens.
Thank you.
That is New York City. You vote in the mayoral election, bro.
Queens is not New York City.
Do you vote in the mayoral election?
I don't know.
This is my point.
We're allowing this schmuck to vote, but not us.
Well, I didn't even know I could. I don't live in the city anymore. I live in Queens.
Okay, Queens is part of the five boroughs, mm-hmm. Tommy. I will remind you again. That is New York City.
Okay.
That's why New York City is the one of the largest cities in the country. Because it's not just New York City proper.
All right, so then my question would be when I actually...
It's not just Manhattan.
Live in Manhattan in New York City. Why is my rent so high? It should be high everywhere then. So what the hell are they making me pay all this money to live in New York City in Manhattan?
Convenience.
Yeah, sure.
So you're not going to vote in the mayoral race? Is that what
you're
telling us?
There was a mayoral race.
You didn't know there was a mayoral race?
Until you brought it up.
Are you registered Democrat?
I'm not registered anything, I don't think.
So then you can't vote.
That's
the
true.
Primary.
You wouldn't be able to vote in the primary.
It's
anyway.
Only a primary?
Yes.
So it's not actually the election.
Well, it kind of is the election.
Well, in New York, it is.
In New York City, it is. Wow. Yeah, but when
all right, put me down for two or whatever you vote for.
Well, it's actually ranked choice. No, oh, crap. I have to explain that to him.
No.
Do you know what ranked choice is,
Tommy? No, I don't.
No, you have to pick basically five.
Yeah, you make a list.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Like a Cinco de Five.
Here's my first choice. Here's my second choice. Here's my third choice. Here's my
fourth
choice.
Yeah, so if you really don't like one of the candidates, you would want to not, you want to put them way down the list.
Yeah.
And you don't even want to rank them.
Sure.
I'm going to blow your mind even more. Do you know that if you live in Staten Island, which one of our dear friends does, John Bogan, who works here at the station, he lives in Staten Island, right?
He does, yes.
He's allowed to vote in this election, too.
Come on. Staten Island.
It's New York City.
Is it? It's Siberia. You can barely get there. I like Staten Island, but come on. New York City is Manhattan. It shouldn't be all the five boroughs.
Well,
frankly,
it is the five boroughs.
Okay.
And those people like yourself have a right to vote, and we don't. So I'd like to change that. Now, before we get back to your phone calls, we were talking earlier about what to wear at ballparks. I was getting crap for not wearing Met stuff. It was actually about a week ago, a guy called in, very innocent guy, young guy, said, hey, I'm going to the Met game on Tuesday, which happens to be tonight, but I'm a Yankee fan. Can I wear Yankee stuff? And I said, you can. If you do, you're kind of a schmuck. Mm. And I realized I got that from somewhere. I got that from a WFAN flashback from 35 years ago when someone called Pete Franklin and asked him the same question. So we present to you, WFAN flashback, can I wear Yankee stuff to a Met game?
WFAN flashback. All right, let's continue. Hello there.
Hello, Pete.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, first time caller.
Good.
All right, I want to talk about how Yankee fans and Met fans really, how they argue about teams and don't get along.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday I went to the Met game doubleheader. And I wore my Yankee cap, and
why'd you wear a Yankee cap going to Shea Stadium?
Because I'm a Yankee fan.
And you wore the hat going, it's like going to the Republican convention wearing a Democratic button. I mean, what are you, some kind of schmuck, some jackass? You were asking for a pun?
The conversation between this caller and Pete Franklin would continue.
Well, when you go to the Shea Stadium, you ought to wear a Met hat and a Met jacket and a Met paraphernalia. When you go to the Yankee Stadium, if indeed you're a fan of both teams, and there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, one's in the American League, one's in the National League, but if you go to the stadium wearing the opposition, you're asking for trouble. So you're a troublemaker. That's what you really are. Sound like a schmuck. Are you a schmuck? Tell me the truth.
No, I'm not.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. But why would you go to Shea Stadium in this very heated affair, pennant race on, wearing a Yankee hat? I mean, weren't you asking for trouble?
No, I just like the hat.
You just like the hat. Well,
you don't
have a Met hat, you mean?
Well, I have one.
Well, why didn't you wear the Met hat to the Met game? I mean, what kind of an idiot are you, for crying out loud?
I was wearing a green shirt.
Wearing a green shirt? What does a green shirt got to do with it?
Well, I figured the dark blue one better with my pants and shirt.
With green?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you what you do, kid. You want to win friends and influence people, right?
Right.
You want to change over. All right. On St. Patrick's Day, you listening to me?
Yeah.
Go to the parade and wear a bright orange sweater to the parade. You got that?
Yeah.
All right. You follow that advice. All right. You get a knuckle sandwich like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, that was WFN many years ago, 1989.
You know what my favorite part was?
What's that?
The ding for the first-time caller.
Yeah, you like that.
First time, ding, ding.
You want to steal that from Pete Franklin 36
years later? I'd love to bring that back. That would be great.
I love the fact that even though the voices are different, the conversation kind of remains the same, which is, can I wear a Yankee hat at City Field? Can I wear a Met hat at Yankee Stadium?
Do you think
Stadium?
That was the first ever?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Radio host troll.
Oh, no, I think that was going on since the advent of the radio. That's what I think. But, yeah, that is still a discussion
that
to this day.
That felt like he was trolling him.
The caller was trolling
Pete?
Yes. I don't know.
100%.
I think, now, by the way, if that caller is still out there, because he sounded very young when he made that phone call to Pete Franklin, we'd love to hear from you. Because he sounds like he's about 22 years old.
Right.
It was about 35 years ago, I guess is my math. 1989, what does that add up to? 35
36.
Years ago?
Yeah.
So we're talking about a guy who's in his early 60s. He's pretty young.
Yeah.
He's spry. Like to hear from that guy. See what it felt like being called a schmuck on WFAN back in 1989 for wearing a Yankee hat to Shea Stadium.
Did you even say that back then?
Yeah, sure. I guess you could. Maybe we'd get fired in a few months. So maybe
I don't know.
And you don't hear knuckle sandwich anymore. I don't know the last time I ever heard that.
Nah, you haven't heard that in a while. In fact, if you listen to that closely, there's a lot of stuff that just you don't hear anymore. Like, it's very outdated, 36 years. A lot goes by in 36
and,
years.
And orange is now an acceptable St. Paddy's Day color. It's green and orange are the colors. Yeah.
But that's true.
You know what's not outdated? First time caller?
Let's go to Ray in Waterbury, Connecticut. How you doing, Ray?
Hey, guys. Great show. I'll try again. I got a drop call, I guess.
No, no, it's okay.
So Pete, what Tiki said, he's right on the money. Mendoza ironed, you know, he mentioned that you've got to get off to a good start when you're in a losing streak and not hitting because you put pressure on yourself. And you know what, though? They always say the starting pitcher stops a losing streak. And when you got people like Blackburn and hopefully Montas pitches a good game. If you're not confident and you fall behind, you put pressure on yourself, and that's what stops a losing streak, a good starting pitcher.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If Montas pitches a lousy game, you know what? What do you got to lose? You got McClain down in the minors, lighting it up, and Tong's probably their best pitching prospect. instead of seeing a journeyman like Blackburn that doesn't belong on the team, whether he's a reliever or a starter, he gives you no confidence. How about we need it? Maybe the juice that would get us going is Tom coming up here and pitching a beauty or McClain. If he does it, you send him back.
I think it's a possibility, more so with McClain than it is with Tong, that at some point, if Blackburn, who yesterday wasn't great, I mean, it wasn't a disaster, but 4 2/3 innings, three runs is not fantastic.
Well, but it's also not horrible. You would have liked to see him get deeper, but that was basically all they gave up.
Well, yes.
The bullpen picked him up.
The problem is, yes, you're right. Like, hey, they were in the game. They had a chance to win yesterday. I mentioned that earlier. The problem is they used so much of their bullpen, it puts a stress on them today.
Of course.
That's the thing. You feel it the next day.
Especially with Frankie Montas making his first start of the season.
Absolutely. Like, who knows how long Frankie Montas is going to go. But I do think that Nolan McClain coming up and trying to add a spark to this team, it's possible. I just don't think it's going to happen in the next few weeks. I do think that some of the young arms they have in AAA, as long as they continue to grow and pitch well, which McClain has done at AAA, Tong has done at AA, I think it's possible. I just don't think we're a week or two away from that. I think they got to give Frankie Montas a shot. Let's see what he's got. Look, Frankie said all the right things yesterday. He said, look, don't read in to those rehab numbers. It was spring training. So now go out and prove it. That's it. Go out and do it. But the stress of yesterday is that you use so much of your bullpen. I mean, think about this. Since David Peterson pitched 7 innings against the Braves, the game they lost, the opener of the Braves series, here are the performances from their starting pitchers.
Let's hear them.
In terms of length. Not even runs.
Right.
3 2/3 innings. Ugh. 4 2/3 innings. 3 2/3 innings. 5 innings. 4 innings. 4 2/3 innings.
Ugh.
It's not sustainable.
Yeah. Why are they struggling? That's why they're struggling. Because our offense is not scoring any runs, but you're also taxing your bullpen for the last week and a half?
Yeah, you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot of bad things. You're not getting length from your starters. You're taxing your bullpen. And oh, by the way, outside of the 11 runs they exploded with on Saturday, their run total's been 4-0, 1-2, 1-3.
Right, and this is all without a break.
Yes.
Right? This is 13 straight days.
This is the stretch since David Peterson made that start, which began the stretch of games in which they've played every day. Yes. John is in Far Rockaway. Hey, John.
Hey, Evan. How you doing, my friend?
Good, man.
I just want to say to everybody in that station calling you a loser, you're not. And I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
You mentioned earlier during the Cinco de Fivo that you went to Beach 9th Street growing up.
That's right.
When you were going to Long Island, right?
Yes. That's correct.
So that is the official proof that you're not a loser. You could have went to Jones Beach, Atlantic Beach, Long Beach, but you went to Beach 9th Street. Even when you went to the Rockaways to the beach, you could have went to Beach 116th and the ponds. You went to Beach 9th.
Yeah.
If you go to the beach, anywhere between Beach 9th and Beach 17th Street, you are not a loser at all.
That's right.
That is the official mark that you are not a loser whatsoever.
Thank you, John. I'm going to create a t-shirt that said, I went to Beach 9th Street as a kid.
I'm not a loser.
I'm not a loser. Yeah. It was a cool neighborhood.
Must be an expert at beaches.
Well, I think.
Out on Far Rockaway.
I think what he is saying is that there are many, you know, high level, fluty, tooty. What's it called? Tooty. What's it called when it's like
highfalutin? Highfalutin?
No. Rooty, tooty.
You want hoity toity.
Thank you, Tommy. Yeah. Hoity-toity beaches. But no, we went to Beach 9th Street. And the reason we went to Beach 9th Street is because that's where my dad grew up. He is from the Rockaways, and he wanted to show me where he went. So I would go boogie boarding on Beach 9th Street.
Thank you, SNY. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next, followed by Mets-Braves coverage, which starts at 6:30.
Are you serious?
Brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Show's already over on TV?
Already over on TV.
I would remind the TV audience we'll be live at Citi Field on Thursday. And I think it's the entire show. We'll be on SNY, if I'm not mistaken. We'll be doing a fun show out at Citi Field. Pete Alonso will join the program coming up at 3:15.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other fun surprises. Hopefully, we're not there to spark the Mets because they have just lost 7 straight games or 6 straight games to Atlanta.
Right.
Let's hope they have a few wins in the bag.
Be there, be square.
Damn right, Pete. You tell them. And hopefully, Pete gets a couple of hits.
Right. Beforehand,
because Pete's been struggling lately. But then again, other than Juan Soto and Brandon Nimmo, who hasn't?
Not many.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.